You're listening to SBS News.
Our parent who art in heaven, hallowed be your...
At a small community church in Granville, Western Sydney, history is being made. It is the first same-sex wedding the church has ever had, and for the couple, Marcus Goodacre and Alan Baxter, this day couldn't come soon enough.
May the blessing of life, the joy of love, the peace of truth, and the wisdom and the strength of spirit be your constant companion. And it gives me enormous pleasure to pronounce you joined in marriage. You may seal that with a kiss. Kiss one another.
But this community voted against the marriage ever taking place. Western Sydney is indeed no heartland for gay couples. Of the 17 electorates around Australia that bucked the yes trend, 12 were in Western Sydney. Analysts have cited religion, culture, migration patterns and class as possible explanation as to why Sydney stood out against other electorates around the country. But Australian National University demographer Liz Allen says religion was the biggest factor.
The most powerful related factor to these areas that returned to no majority was indeed religion, and religion beyond migrant status. So that is religion held by people living in these areas, whether they were first generation migrants or third or fourth.
For Parramatta couple Portia Turbo and Jin Seo, planning to marry in July, the no result in their local area came as a shock. Despite the area voting 62% no, Mr. Turbo says they've never experienced any discrimination in the area.
We've never had a drama in Parramatta. Never. I've never had anyone yell at me. We walk hand in hand at the mall down at Westfields. Never had a problem. We eat together. We're so obviously a couple.
Mr. Seo, who moved from Australia to South Korea 10 years ago, says the freedom gay people have in Australia should be cherished.
There's no such a thing in Korea. So that's one of the reasons I decided to move in Australia, because living as a gay in Korea is kind of dead, actually, because I can't be myself. I can't tell anyone.
But while the weddings are proceeding, not everyone in the community is accepting of it. Pandit Jatin Bahat is the head priest of the Sri Mandir Temple in Western Sydney's Auburn, deemed the oldest Hindu temple in Australia. He says while he respects that Australian laws have changed, there's no place for same-sex weddings in Hindu scripture.
I'm not celebrant, I'm celebrant, but a religious celebrant. I can perform the wedding as per the Hindu religion.
But at Mark Goodacre and Alan Baxter's wedding, there was no separation between faith and commitment. Mr. Baxter's sister, Susan Baxter, says it was important for them to have their union recognised in a church.
Oh, it means the world. It means the world, because I know that they've been waiting so long for the marriage equality, the yes vote. They're very spiritual people, and that's an opportunity for them to share their love and to have that reunion in front of God. And I know that means the world to them.
Johnny Blackharley, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.